UN Women was established in 2011 when...
better new.
Yes, through a lot of advocacy from women's organizations, government, to establish a full-fledged UN agency that would be responsible for gender equality and the empowerment of women. But before then, there was UNIFEM and a lot of small agencies that were responsible in different units. Mm-hmm. But UNIFEM, the United Nations Fund for Women, was the biggest of it. So all of this were merged. So the UN, for as long as it had been established, had been working on women's empowerment, but UN Women as a full-fledged agency was only established in 2011.
Yes, so when we talk about UN Women, are we only talking about women working there? Just clarify for us that, because someone was like, oh, this is an agency dedicated completely to women.
The mandate is dedicated to women, which is, and girls, which is empowerment. But those who work there are not just women. There we have men and we have women working for UN Women. Because it's not only the role of women to make sure that we achieve women's empowerment.
Absolutely.
It's also the role of men. So there are men who do work for UN Women.
Great. Now, what activities is the UN Women engaged in South Sudan?
We work in four areas primarily. The first one is on governance and leadership, where we support the capacities of women leaders in South Sudan across the communities, from the rural to the national level, to develop their leadership skills, to work around policy, to change policies to make sure that they support empowerment of women, to give women skills and mentorship. So we do that. We do that through a partnership with the University of Juba, through the National Transformational Leadership Institute, which we established. Mm-hmm. We work on women's economic empowerment a lot, and humanitarian action. That's our biggest portfolio. Where we support women IDPs and host communities, we make sure that we support both communities to in their livelihood. So we support their organizing to strengthen their farming skills, for example. We give them seeds, we give them greenhouse technology, drip irrigation, just to expand their productivity and sustain their livelihoods. We also give them skills, tailoring, mechanics, all those kinds of non-traditional skills. We work on ending violence against women. That's what we call it, not an SGBV. So we support policy work. We support advocacy, male champions. And we are currently also working now, going into communities with the Grand Debaters Association to begin community discussion around critical gender issues in South Sudan. So because we understand that it's not just that women do not have skills, but also that there are discriminatory practices that deny women opportunities and access. So how do we begin those engagement? We work with the national dialogue. We support women to dialogue on what are their issues. We also support the peace agreement, women's engagement in the peace agreement. In a snapshot, that's what we do in South Sudan.
Oh, great. Now, in all these that you've mentioned, is there something you're so proud of, some success stories that you'd like to share with us, something you really think the UN Women in South Sudan have succeeded in achieving?
There are two things, I would not say one, I'll say two things that I'm really proud of. I think one thing is the way that the women do come together to advocate for the rights, and in extremely difficult circumstances where women still struggle a lot for their, you know, livelihoods, they have to flee frequently, but to come together as a sisterhood and come to advocate with the national government, with their local governance, their governors, their county commissioners, in terms of access to land, to resources, to opportunities to participate. So I'm very proud of the way that we have been able to work with women and for them to be able to stand proud. I'm also proud of the work that we do with women in IDPs in particular, and to not see them as victims, as beneficiaries, but as agents, and for them to see themselves as that. So to change their lives and say, you know what, we are as responsible as South Sudan as anyone else, and we have a right to participate, to be there. And so to see, as you are giving women all the skills and access, to see them gaining their voices and being able to influence, that for me is always a source of pride.
Yes, and what could have made your work much better in the country? I mean, some of the challenges that you go through, but you think if they can be overcome, UN Women can do much, much better.
We would like definitely more resources. That would make my life a lot easier. Also resources, I wish, and that's the wish, that government, as UN women, we do a lot, but it's still little to what government can do. So for me, I would really want a government that at some point they'll be able to put their resources and expand and replicate in large scale the kinds of work that we do, that we have modeled to show how you support women to give them rights, to give them livelihoods, to give them resilience and voice, and for government to upskill that and put their resources in it. That will make my work a lot easier.
Now, overall, I mean, you've been working with the women. Now, if you look at the current state of women in South Sudan, what state of progress is there towards women's equality, let's say, in South Sudan? What other programs have been made? What's the stage like at the moment?
There's a lot of work to be done, no doubt. The illiteracy levels are still very low. The incidences of sexual and gender-based violence, which is an indicator of the status of women in any society, not just South Sudan. The higher it is, the more that you know that there is inequality. So for me, what still needs to be done is like we need... more. There's still a lot of work to be done, but there's still a lot of progress. I mean, in 20 years ago, women were not as educated. 20 years ago, women were not speaking about participating in parliament and participating in governance as governors and demanding to be there. So there's a lot of things that needs to be done, but a lot of progress has been made. Let's not forget it, even in when we are talking about difficult times like this.
Now, in South Sudan, I mean, with all the obstacles that women go through, how can the UN women help them overcome these obstacles?
The main thing that I say and that we believe in is that women are the agents of change themselves, that women themselves have to stand up. UN women can only facilitate that kind of work. So we convene, we provide opportunities, we provide resources for analysis of what is going on. But ultimately, women have to stand up themselves and make the demands and the changes that are necessary in their lives and also in their relationships with men, so that they are able to get all of this access and opportunities that exist for all South Sudanese, not just for men.
Yes, and that brings us to the theme of this United Nations Day in South Sudan, which is the UN Day basically talks about working together or building the future together. Could you explain how this bit relates to the work of the UN women in South Sudan?
Of building the world together. Yes, we because we work in partnerships, not just with the United Nations family here, to see how we can demonstrate what a better world is. And that is what we do through our work, through the work we do in education, the work we do in peace building, the work we do in women's leadership, women's livelihoods, that if we all come together and put resources, and I think that's why the SDGs are quite important, because they provide a framework where if we all actually decide that this is what we want to do and we pool all our resources, then we would have a better world. And for UN, the United Nations family, I think that's what we try to show. Rights, voices, opportunities, livelihood, all of those things are the most critical aspect of building a better world, not just money.
Right. Now, there are some men out there, and I believe you might have come across some of them, who might be listening to us here, who still believe that men can never be equal to women. I would like you to briefly explain to them why it's very important for us to be living in an equal world.
When we talk about equality, we talk about equality of opportunities. We talk about equality in terms of rights. Equality, we cannot, no two people are alike. Even within women, is not all women are the same. No, we are not alike. So we are not the same in that. But when it comes to equality, every human being has a right to all the opportunities to access without discrimination. And a former boss used to say to us all the time, I thought that was a very important saying, that there's no non-human. You cannot be human and non-human. There's
absolutely
no non-human. So we are all human beings. So that what that means is that all rights, responsibilities, opportunities, they apply to everybody and they should equally. How we use that will depend on our circumstances at times, but we cannot say that some people are inherently more human.
Absolutely, I agree with you. Now, finally, of course, we celebrate the 72nd anniversary of the United Nations. What is your main message on this particular event?
Yes, I would like people to reflect a little bit more in terms of their lives, in terms of what they have, and think about the other. How are they using their resources? How are they using their power? How are they using their voice to the other person that might not have that? Mm-hmm. And that men and women, those people living with disabilities, how do we, all sorts of vulnerabilities, how do we take ourselves outside of ourselves and look at others and see how do we make their lives better? That will be my message today.